Zvachim Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, V'kulam, all the different types of psulim that we've spoken about before that have the din of him olu lo yeredu, and they're on the Mizbech, Shepoku mi'al gabe Mizbech lo yachze. Over here, the lo yachze is not the same thing as what we had in Mishnah Dalet im yeredu lo yalu. Over there, we're talking about Dvarim Psulim. They went up on the Mizbech, but Lamai said, Yerdu, then they don't have a din to be Nis'ala again. Lo yalu. But over here, we're talking about something that was Mipnei Hachoyim of the Eish al HaMizbech already was, let's introduce a term, equal. Equal of that which was Hukta. Equal literally means consumed. Zman equal, let's say, we use in Halacha, as the shear when the food in a person's stomach is already digested, that now he can't bench afterwards. 72 minutes or whatever the shear is. The equal over here refers to the amount of equal ktsas, means that it's slightly consumed. What that is important to us is that Dvorim She'olu al HaMizbech Shenesaklu Ktsas was already chal on them Hashem Lachmei Shel Mizbech. Remember, we use that term in the beginning of the parak, that's the chalois din of Kiddush HaMizbech, even something which doesn't have a din akrova, but if it's al HaMizbech, it's lachshem shel HaMizbech. However, it's lachme shel HaMizbech, avivait, it's on the Mizbech. If it falls off, im yerdu lo yalu. Mashenken, where it was nesachel ktsas, we already consumed partially by the fire. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be consumed all the way. Partially consumed. Shenesachel ktsas is already chal in it bechevtza, that's lachme shel HaMizbech, regardless of where it is. So even in Yerdu, there's no halacha that it has to be Ola again, but you're allowed to put it back up. The Mevashim bring that there is Lamaisa in the Gemara by us in Daf Pehei, a memra of Ula that says that Psulim, Dvarim Shenim Solim, Shemoshla Bohemo Eish, also become Lachmish Lamizbeach, and the din is Afilu Yerdu Yalu. Over here we're saying Afilu Yerdu. You don't have to bring them back up. Vaistais Sigmar says that there's two different levels of the same idea. There's one idea where something is moshlo ho'esh. That means it was touched by the fire. It was mushba by the fire, but it's not consumed even partially by the fire. So then it's already before any kiyum mitzvah saktar at all there, it has to go back up. Over here by nisaklum b'miktsas, nisaklum b'miktsas, the din is that the chalois Kiyum and Mitzvah Saktara was already in the Skyim. Since it was already in the Skyim, the din is that there's no need to put it back up. But since it's Lachm Shalom is back, it can be put back up. There's also a discussion over here. What are we talking about? When we're talking about Psulim, so we could also be talking about Gidim Atzomois that went up on the Mizbech Ba'oidom Basar, Ba'oidom Echubarim LeBasar. So we had before in the Mishnah is that the Gidim Atzomos are not hukta b'fnei atzmon, but they're hukta as nitfolim to the basar. The only things that have bona fide aktorah is basar v'dam, achila rather, achilas mizbech is the basar v'dam. The Gidim Atzomos that are chelik of the chelke habehema are nitfolim to the basar. So the shaila is, if something was nisachol b'miktas, and then it was yordu, whether the Gidim Vatzomah should be cut off, or the Gidim Vatzomah over here also are bottle, even at Betchilas Akhtar, even though it was already in this kind of Din Akhtar, there's a discussion by the Achroinim, whether the Din is that there also has a Din, that it should be put up on the Mizbech. V'chein Gacheles Shepokim Agabi HaMizbech, Gacheles is part of the Ishram Shagabi HaMizbech, and it fell down to the Ritzpah, Loyach, so it doesn't have to be put back up. Evarim of Karbonis. We're talking over here about kosher Karbonis. We're not talking about psule amukdoshim. Evarim shepokum yagabi amizbeach koydum lachatzois yachzir umoylem behem. We're learning the peg that talks about psulim, but lemaisa we're talking over here about the chalois din that's chal at a certain point after different chalokum of the behema of the carbon we put already on the mizbeach. Here we're talking about evarim ksherim, let's say carbon oil, the umenatechu, the chalokum was put on the mizbeach. It fell off. Koidum lachatzois, so it should be put back up. Why? To be mashlim daktoru umoyelin bohem. Since it was learned in the sky mitzvahsim, here let's introduce a klal. Legabi Mi'ilo, we have a klal, it's brought also in other places in Seder Moed, that there's a klal that when something is Nasis Mitzvotsoi, so it already takes off the Chalais Kedusha, and then there is no Mi'ilo. The question is, at what point is it chal in that which is oil ala mezbech, that's ready nasis mitzvosei, which in this case is mitzvah saktora. If it's before chatzoy, so then it still has a mitzvah to be mukta, to be oimid b'haktorosom ala mezbech, therefore moilam behem, and therefore yachzer. Lacha chatzoy, after chatzoy halaylo, which is the zman. It's this man of when mitzvah haktorah is considered niskayim. Gradet zegzeres hakosuv, this chilik, where do we find that there should be a chilik between before chatzos and after chatzos? Just finish up the din in the Mishnah. So if lo yachzir, if it's after chatzos halayla, lo yachzir means it was ready niskayim mitzvah haktorah, vein ma'elam behem, it's ready nas mitzvah, so there is no haktorah. Now, the chilik between before chatzos and after chatzos has to be zegzeres hakosuv. Unless it's din derabonon, but the Gemara Lamaisa dashens that the pasuk says Kol Halaylo in Parsha Sav, the Parsha of Haktoras Dvorim Balaylo Ad HaBoiker. The Torah says Ad HaBoiker doesn't have to say it. Says Kol Halaylo. Kol Halaylo means Ad HaBoiker. So what it means is Tein Boiker LeBoiker Shalaylo. There's a Boiker which is Shaykh to the Laylo. What's that? After Chatzos. It's a din mafush. The only other place we have a dinim that start by chatzos, that finish by chatzos, is only achilas korban pesach has to be done by chatzos. We paskin. That's a din deraisa. Now, the chalokim of the korbanos, primarily the korban tam, but all the korbanos, all the aktoros, emurim and evorim, which is what we're talking about over here, that were on the mizbeach, if it's already completely burnt up, and it's already nasa gecholam edeshin mamish. Then there's no din that even before chatzos they should be put back up. Then they're not botsim anymore. We're talking here about a varim that was pokam al mizbeach. It was moshle bayor, even a sakel b'miktas. So that could be put up if it was not a sakel b'miktas. It was only moshle bayor, like we said before. That's the memorable. It has to be put back up. La'acha chatzos, even an eved that's only moshla b'ho'or, is already a chalois kium of mitzvah saktorah, and it's not put back up. That's what we learn out of Gzeres HaKosov. Rashi and Tesis have an interesting point in Daf Pei Vov. When we talk about that which is after haktorah, l'chor, there's another mitzvah that flows directly from that which is already huktar al hamizbeach. There's a din that every morning, the first avodah that was done, which is a chelik of the Seder Hayoim, is the Trumas HaDeshen that was done early in the morning before the Korban HaTomid, again, the beginning of Parshas Sav, and it was done from the Korbanos, the Deshen of the Korbanos, from the yesterday's Korbanos. There's a shaila in the Lomdus, had a look at Trumas HaDeshen. Is Trumas HaDeshen the last avodah of the day, but it's done the next morning? Or is it the first avodah of the day? And the first avodah of the day is the siachas to yesterday's leftovers. That's a good shaila. There are rayas to both. When one learns Yuma, one sees that haktoras, I'm sorry, Trumas HaDeshen, is meshach shaychi to the previous night's avodah. It's also the first of the day's avodah. Vinishvi, the din of Trumas HaDeshen has to be on Deshen Mamish. What about an aver which is completely rendered inedible, al yidei the or? If a piece of that was taken off the Mizbech, could that be a kiyum of the Trumas HaDeshen, of taking off Deshen ashes from the Mizbech? It might have a din that was completely huktar, and it has a tchal in it, a din that's already huktar, but it's not Deshen. So the Rashi does have a machlok, whether one could be mekayim Trumas HaDeshen with that. In any case, that's the din over here of before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Mishnah Zayin. Kishem, Shamizbech Mekadosh Zoro Eloi. The Mishnah now is adding to the perimeters of the Mizbech. It's not only the top of the Mizbech. Kach HaKevesh Mekadosh Kishem Sha Mizbech HaKevesh Mekadoshin Zoroilen. Kach HaKelem Mekadoshin. The Kevesh has a din of Kedushas HaMizbech L'gab the din of Mol Lo Yerdu. Nishnodem. The Kelem are Mekadosh that which is Roy to go into a Kli Sharis. A behema, that's a korban, is not niskadish from being put into a Kli Sharis. It's not done with a Kli Sharis. The only Kli Sharis you have in the behema is the second that shechts the behema has to be a Kli Sharis. But that makes it, that turns into the beginning of a Dova Mukrav. And then thereafter, the Kabbalah Saddam takes place. Kabbalah Saddam also has to be Niskadish and Niskabel in a Kli Sharis. It's also Chelek of this Mishnah. But primarily what the Mishnah is dealing with is things that are not Kodesh B'Kedushas HaGuf. They don't have a din of Kedushas Mizbeach until the Niskadish B'Kli Sharis. What's that? The Gemara says that a behemoth, when a person says Hareze B'Shvil Oilo or Hareze B'Shvil Chatos, it's Niskadish B'Kedushas Korban. But Soilas, Yayin, Shemin, Nesochim that was put aside until the Niskadish B'Kli does not have Kedushas HaGuf. And the Mishnah fears always, Kli Lach, Mekadshnes HaLach, the Kli Lach, which are different sizes, are Mekadish liquids, which liquids will put on the Mizbeach, Shemin, or Yayin. Dam doesn't have to be put in a case of a certain size. It doesn't have the full Kli Sharis that we're talking about over here. Kli Lach that we're talking about over here is where it's a certain size. It's described in the Torah, a hin, chatzi hin, a loig. The primary din in the Mishnah is that these type of things, yayin, shemen, soilus, are bechlal not miskadish b'kedushas haguf until they're bekli. Now, shenkin dam that goes into a mizrach, the dam betzim is miskadish ayde de shchita. It needs to be niskabel in a kli, but it doesn't have the same thing that's not miskadish kedushas haguf. Had kedushas haguf and it was part of the behemah. This is exes hakosuv, the kedushas peh creates Kedushas HaGuf of a carbon, but not by Nesochim. So Mishnah says, but it has to be the right Kli. Kli Alach Mekachin Salach, and the Sayovish of Soilus Mekachin Sayovish. And therefore, it stands to reason that Ein Kli Alach Mekachin Sayovish, Vilei Midi Sayovish Mekachin Salach. If it's the wrong Kli, then it doesn't belong there. If it doesn't belong there, then it's not the Skadish. By the way, just to point out, what's the difference if it has Kedushas HaGuf or not? That's for sure. That by somebody being Mekadesh a certain amount of solas for a mincha, it becomes Hegdish. But it's Kedushas Domim, it's not Kedushas Haguf. What's the difference? The difference is if it's Kedushas Haguf and it has a shame carbon, so now it's already Nifsal, certain Kepedis of Tumah that are Dafka by Kedushas, but Kedushas Haguf. Lino, Yitzir, Me'azor, V'chule, also if it has Kedushas Haguf, then it has no chance of being nifta. Something which is only Kodesh Kedushas Dom has Pidyoin, Kedushas Haguf, Loi Poka Yidei Pidyoin. So those are some of the nafkaminas between whether it's Niskadish or not. So these are the Mekoymas of these things where they're Niskadish B'Kedushas Haguf. Where something becomes Lach Mishlom Mizbeach, the Tapin of Mizbeach, the Kedush as well. Where something becomes Kodesh B'Kedushas Haguf, a Behemo, which is Miyuchid for a carbon, does not have a geographical location, the geographical location of Yayin, Shemen, Vesoilus, of being the Scottish, is in the Kli HaMatimim Lam, or Rui Lam. The Gemara on Daf Peches seems to say Chiddush, which is Dvarim Chodoshim, needs a big hezbah. This that Midas HaYovish is not Mekadosh Lach, and Midas HaLach is not Mekadosh Yovish, the Chur means it's not in the right place. In Cain, it's as if it wasn't put into the Kli. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says that's only Legabe that should be Roy Lakrova. The Roy Lakrova, let's say, to start the Kmitza, is only after it was Niskadish B'Midas HaYovish. That's when you can make, it's Niskadish B'Kedushas HaGuf, you can make a Kmitza, which starts the Hakrova of a Korban Mincha. Legabe the Din, that doesn't have Pidyon, that's Kodesh B'Kedushas Korban, that there's no Pidyon, and that's Nifsal Belino and has the Kpedis of Tumah of Kadoshim, that Chilik, those Dinim are Chal, even with the Seles is put into Midas Halach, or the Shemin and Yayin were put into Midas Hayavish. The Rambam Lamaisa doesn't have this Din. Shaz, why not? I can't watch over it. But the understanding of it is a very big Chiddush. That there's a semi-effectiveness of the Kli she'enei roi lahem to be mekadosh l'gabi givis adinim. Needs a husband. Klei Kodesh and Nikvu, Kalim for measurement that have a hole, that were punctured. Im Oysim Heim Mein Malachtun She Oysim, Veim Shleimim, Mekachim. If the Kli is still functional enough that it does, Mein, it might not be the best Kli, but it could still do that which it was Meyur to do. This is like Dor of a Kli that still does Mein Malachtoi. It's like a Hilchus Mukta, like a Hilchus Tumas Kem, it's not Dafka Loch and Kurdish. Chazal are understanding that Gabi this shame also when is the Kli considered still effective? That you have a din lekadish as mashab zoyche, because din klisharis has to be that's oisimay malachtiv. Kulna emikachon, elaba koidish. The kiddush of these things in the klisharis is dafke ba zorin or mokum kodish. Outside of the zorinat,